Meister Shani Perikhe, Mishnah Gimel. Kamrivai Beshame Oimrim, Enlo Chomish, Veimlo Lobir. So by Kamrivai and Huadin Netarivai, Beshame says that there's no Chomish by Kamrivai, and there's also not any beer. So Chomish is self explanatory, that the owners do not have to add a Chomish when they're Poida Kamrivai, unlike Meister Shani, where they do. Here by Kamrivai, they do not. And the beer that the Mishnah is referring to is that in the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle and Shemitah itself, on the seventh year, an Erev Pesach, we're going to see that in later Mishnayos, that you had to get rid of Meiser Sheni from your house. Beis Shammai says it does not apply to Netarivai and Kamrivai. So the Rav explains that Legabi, these two halachas, it doesn't apply to Kamrivai because it's not written in the Torah by Kamrivai, Dafka by Meiser Sheni. But Legabi Pidyon itself, that even Beis Shammai holds that you can do, that's Exeris Akosiv, Kodesh Hilulim, the Gemara Darshans, Achle Vahadar Achle. You call it chilulim, the play on words. Uveis Hillel Oimrim Yeshlo, Beis Hillel says that Kamrivai and Netarivai, they do have chomish and they do have beer, just like Meister Sheni. And the Rav explains that Beis Hillel learns it from Gzeira Shava, because the Torah says kodesh by both, and you learn out all these dinim from one to the other, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Oimrim Yeshlo Peret v'Yeshlo Oilei Lois. So Beis Shammai says that Kamrivai has peret. Peret, we know, is a din that when grapes fall, specific singular grapes fall while you're cutting clusters of grapes, so we know that the aniyim get these grapes, v'yeshloi eleilois, and also the aniyim get grapes that are not fully formed. And as a reference point, if you want, you can look at Peah, Perek Zion, Mishnah's Gimel and Dalid. There we went through Peret and eleilois, and there should be some diagrams there too. So Beis Shammai holds that it has Peret and eleilois. Why is that? Because Beis Shammai holds that it's mamon bailamu. That's what the Rav explains. So it's owned really by the owners, Kamrivai and Netarivai. So since it's owned by them, so you're a v'chiv of matnas aniyim, just like any vine, any grapes. And that the aniyim that would gather these singular grapes, or the non-developed clusters from Kamrivai grapes, what they would then have to do is that they'd have to be paida themselves and eat the pidyon in Yerushalayim. That's what the Rav explains. And the Mishnah continues, in Beis Shammai, v'aniyim poydin la'atzman, and the aniyim would be poydin themselves. Which means that the aniyim that were melakit, the peret and the ilalois, from the vineyard of Kamrivai, they had to be poydin themselves, and they would eat the pidyon in Yerushalayim. Uveis Hillel oimrim kuloi lagas. Beis Hillel disagrees. The Rav explains Beis Hillel holds, it's a fundamental machloikis in Kamrivai and Netarivai, that Kamrivai and Netarivai is mamon gavoya. It belongs to Kodesh. It is not really owned by you. And since it's not owned by you, you do not have a chiyuv of matnas aniyim. And therefore, Beis Hillel Oimrim Kuloi Lagas. Beis Hillel says, you can press all the grapes together, all of them, even the unfinished clusters, or the incomplete clusters, and even all these little grapes that fall. All of them can be crushed together, and you can bring the wine from this to Yerushalayim, or you can be paided afterwards, and bring the money to Yerushalayim. But the point is, you don't have to give any of them to the aniyim.